You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
Hand me the lock.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate in his regular weekly time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you tonight?
Hi, Tony. Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
No, really good. Thank you, Tony.
Good, thank you.
So, Tony, I want to get your thoughts. Here we are. It's in training camp, and we talked a little bit about this with you last week. But wanted to get your memories. No one wants, you know, to when it's after practice and, you know, everyone's eating and all that sort of stuff, and you go back to your dorm room, the last thing anyone wants to hear is a knock at the door, right? Particularly if it's one of the coaches. Because, you know, the next thing you're going to hear is coach wants to see you bring your playbook. How nervous are you guys, particularly, you know, in your first year or two, when you go back at night fearing that the Turk might be knocking on the door any minute?
Well, you know, I was very confident my rookie season. I really was. You know, I got drafted in the second round, and I was having a good camp. And one thing most of the Tupu told me, he said, don't get too friendly with all the young guys. I was like, why? Because he said they might not be here. But I was really confident. My roommate that I had, I can't even remember the guy's name right now. I remember he was really nervous because he was kind of low on the depth chart. And I think the second week, maybe second or third week, and we got the knock at the door and it was that call. But you know, it's a crazy time of the year for especially the young guys and some of the guys that are trying to make the team, even the older guys that are, you know, trying to stay on the team, and you're fighting hard every day and never want to hear that knock at the door. But as for me, I guess I was so confident my rookie season that, and of course I was having a good camp, and I think like the second or third week going into the camp, Horace Ivory got hurt, and so I kind of moved up to second string behind who was it? God, I can't even think of his name now. He's from Notre Dame. Whatever his name was, I can't think of his name. Good running back, I don't know. Vegas Ferguson, that's his name. I was behind Vegas Ferguson, so you know, I was being real confident. I got a lot of time, and I was returning kickoffs too in preseason, so I was kind of confident.
And Tony, one of the things that we hear people reference a lot is being in quote unquote football shape. Those first few days at camp, when you're coming in and you've been working out, maybe you haven't in the off season. I imagine the body gets pretty sore when you all of a sudden you're starting taking, you know, the hits, you know, during practice and, you know, the drills that they're putting you through and all that sort of thing. What's the body feel like, you know, that first week or two of training camp?
Oh, the first week is definitely first couple of days. You know, you get in the ice tub and kind of get your muscles right. But yeah, you're gonna be sore. I mean, that's a part of it. But if you're in shape, I think that's the best thing. And most guys, most guys come in shape. The big part as a rookie or a player coming from another team maybe is really getting down that playbook and not making mistakes on the practice field. And that's the biggest thing. You know, most guys are in shape, but especially if you're not in shape and you get tired and you miss a play because you're not into the playbook, that's even worse. But so I think the biggest thing is the not the in shape part, but just learning the playbook and being really confident and not making mistakes because, you know, as a rookie, you don't get a lot of reps. For every rep that you get, you got to make sure that you it's a plus for you. You know, you never want to get any minuses. You want to get all pluses during practice so you'll get an opportunity to play in the game.
Bob, questions for Tony?
Tony, I know you and I have talked about Saquon Barkley a lot since he was drafted, and it's all over the internet tonight. His first carry, he carried the ball for 39 yards. He went into the line, broke away, and just outran a lot of guys. Beyond a special athlete, Tony, and I'm just thinking the way Pat Shurmur can use this guy to try. The whole thing with this guy is if he can stay healthy, that's for sure. I'm sure when he's a franchise player like he is, his health is going to be at the forefront of everything they do. Do you think they'll use him in a way, Tony, that limits his chances to get hurt?
Well, I mean, you really can't do that. You want to use him everywhere because he's the kind of kid that can run out of the backfield. He can catch out of the backfield. He's a good blocker. And I was watching him tonight, even on the runs that he didn't get a lot of yards on. You could tell the kid has all the talent in the world, man. I'm really pulling for this kid. I think he can be a superstar. I mean, I think if he, just like you said, if he stays healthy, he's going to break a lot of records because the kid has all the tools, man. He's got the speed. He's got the size. He's quick. I love watching him play. As a matter of fact, I seen the run because I wanted to see, you know, I knew he was going to play in the first quarter, so I wanted to make sure I got the chance to see him, and I'm impressed.
And I was looking through your old cast of characters in New England. Like, I always like to bring up one of your teammates. One of the guys you've talked about a lot in the past, Tony, Mosi Tatupu. I don't think people realize that this guy was around 14 years. Actually played with the Rams 1 year in 91 at the age of 36. But tell our listeners more about the kind of guy he was, Tony, and why he lasted as long as he did.
Well, he was a professional. I put it to you that way. He was professional on and off the field. And Mosi was, you know, when I got there, my locker was right by him. And I'm really thankful for Mosi because he really taught me a whole lot how to make sure you're 5 minutes early to a meeting. Make sure you're never late to a meeting. Make sure you get in the playbook. You know, he was right there letting me know all the things that I should do as a rookie. And very appreciative of Mosi. But like I say, more importantly, off the field, the guy would give you his shirt off his back, and a guy that I missed. I remember my first golf tournament that I had for my foundation. He was there, and the following year he passed away. And man, it was such a devastation to a lot of us because you know Mosi was that type of guy that you know. All the good people seem to leave us too soon. And he was that type of guy that, you know, you would think, man, this guy should live for a long time because he deserves it, you know? Mm-hmm. And, just a fantastic guy, man. A beast on the field and also just a gentleman off the field.
Tony, one more before we let you go. And Sony Michel is expected to miss, it looks like, all of training camp with a knee injury. And you got Le'Veon Bell with the Steelers skipping, you know, training camp again this year. How hard is it to miss all of camp, particularly if you're a guy like Michelle, right, a rookie coming in? You know, how hard is it to miss all of camp? And the first real action you're going to see is when we get to the regular season, week one.
That's tough for a rookie. I mean, as a rookie, you want to be in there. You want to play all the preseason games, get your timing down, and for him to be out this early now and he's going to miss the whole preseason, I think it's going to be tough for him, but you never know. He could adapt very quickly. But as for your guy, man, Pittsburgh need to give him that money. They need to give him that money. You know, Le'Veon to me is one of the, him and Ty Gurley is probably the best backs in the league right now, hands down. And they deserve everything that they can get. And, you know, you've seen Le'Veon. I don't know, it's just the third time that he's missed the whole training camp. And he comes out and he gets 1,400 yards every year. So maybe he didn't go to training camp. I can't imagine what he would do if he had a full training camp under his belt. And man, and just beat that timing, man. The guy is incredible to me. I think he's the top back in the league, and Pittsburgh needs to treat him right, man. You know, running backs are at this time of the stage of football, a running back now is very, very valuable because they can do so many things to hurt defenses. And Le'Veon's one of those guys. Le'Veon, man. Can catch. He can do it all. So you got to give the guy what he's due. And I think this Pittsburgh is cheap, man. That's why they ain't gonna win a Super Bowl in a long time because they're cheap. No.
Wow, we've got both ends of the spectrum here, Bob, with our first two guests. Paul Alexander telling us that the Patriots are done. They're through. And Tony telling me that the Steelers are cheap. So we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Tony, you mentioned your foundation. Tell our listeners about the great things you do with your foundation for kids going to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. We're helping as many kids as we can in the Yates County area in upstate New York get off to college. And just it's been, like I said, we just had our 10-year anniversary this year. And just we just love helping kids and giving back to the community.
Ah, you're fantastic, Tony. Thanks for your time again tonight, my friend. We look forward to catching up with you again next week in between now and then. All the best to you and all of your lovely grandchildren.
God bless, guys.
Take care.
See you, Tony. That is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got Ricardo McDonald hanging on the line. We're going to get to Ricardo on the other side of this quick station break.